We're up to the passing of Rachel, as we had learned last time. We're in the year 2208. And after Rachel passes away, so Yaakov takes his tent and puts it aligned with Bilhah, Leah's tent. And Bilhah was actually Rachel's maid. So Reuven was upset. How could it be that my dad's moving from Rachel to the maid instead of moving to my mom, his other wife, Leah? And he got very upset. And in his anger, he took his father's bed out of Bilhah's tent, and he moved his bed to his mother's tent. And when he made that move, he lost three rights. He was supposed to have the rights to the Bechora, the double portion in the land of Israel, the rights to the throne, as the firstborn, his descendants were supposed to be the kings, and he was supposed to be the Kahuna. He lost his rights to the priesthood, as the firstborn, his descendants should have been the Kohanim. And the rights to the firstborn went to Yosef, Rachel's first son, the kingship went to Yehuda, and the Kahuna went to the Levites. Yaakov travels to Kiryat Arba, and he settles down next to his father Yitzchak. There are different discussions about when everything happened. I'm skipping all the discussions about the dates. We see the descendants of Esav. We find the Yeush had Timnah, Alvan, Yetet. Ya'alam had Elah, Pinan, and Kenaz. One of Esav's sons was named Korach, and his children were Teman, Mivtza, Magdiel, and Iram. Lotan had the children Chori, Eman, and their sister Timnah. And this is the Timnah, very famous and important story. She came to Yaakov and his children, and she wanted to join the people of Israel. And they wouldn't agree. They didn't want her in. And so she went and became Eliphaz Pilegesh, and she had the son Amalek. And our sages say that twice in Jewish history, there was a person who wanted to join the people of Israel, and they were too harsh and they didn't accept him, and terrible things came out of it. One was Timnah, from whom Amalek came, and the other one was Yeshu. When Yeshu wanted to return, his rabbi kept pushing him off, and finally his rabbi was going to accept him, but he didn't, and we know what happened. So these are the two times in Jewish history where our sages say we weren't careful enough to be accepting when someone wanted truthfully to join, and it came back to haunt us. Tov, so we'll pick up here next time.